This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violent unrest. He also ordered the release of opposition leader Khalida Zia from house arrest. The streets of Dhaka appeared calmer Tuesday, with no reports of new violence as jubilant protesters thronged the ousted leader's residence. As the country waited for a new government to emerge, a key student leader said protesters wanted Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus to lead an interim government. Palestinians were killed in the West Bank as world leaders tried to avoid regional war. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
At least five Palestinians have been killed and around seven wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says four people, including two 19-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were killed in an overnight raid in the village of Aqaba in the northern West Bank, adding an 18-year-old was killed in a separate raid in Jenin, a frequent flashpoint where the Islamic Jihad militant group reported heavy fighting with the army. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war after the killings of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Kharkiv authorities say a Russian missile attack on the city of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine damaged a medical clinic and injured at least five people on Tuesday. Kharkiv's mayor said the Russian forces used Alexander ballistic missiles in the morning attack, adding that it damaged dozens of cars and residential buildings and some administrative buildings. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with his national security team Monday and spoke with the King of Jordan to defuse heightened tensions in the Middle East after a pair of high-profile assassinations. Israel's leader has warned the country will exact a heavy price if attacked by Iran or its proxies in the region. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Tensions are running high throughout the Levant, with Israel facing threats from Iran and along its northern border as its forces try to quash Hamas in Gaza after nearly 10 months of conflict. And in Washington, President Joe Biden is attempting to cool things down after last week's assassinations of two top anti-Israel figures.
The White House said over the weekend that it is committed to a hostage release and ceasefire deal that has so far been elusive, but emphasized that Washington stands ready to respond and has surged military resources to the region.
Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for the government to develop a program for overseas promotion of, quote, traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. It's a theme that the Kremlin has increasingly sounded in recent years. Putin has instructed officials responsible for national projects to allot an unspecified amount of money for a program called Russia in the World. His order does not specify the values that would be promoted, but Russia has shown rising animosity toward Western social liberalism, particularly toward legitimizing non-traditional sexual relations and gender identity. The Russian Supreme Court last year outlawed the so-called international LGBT movement as extremist. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who challenged President Nicolas Maduro became the focus of a criminal probe on Monday. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
Police say human remains have been found inside a large crocodile suspected of killing a tourist in Australia's second fatal attack in about a month. The latest victim was Dr. Dave Hogben, who fell from a steep bank Saturday into a river in Queensland State. Wildlife rangers killed a 16-foot crocodile in a creek 2.5 miles from where he disappeared. Police said Tuesday further testing would be conducted to positively identify the remains. Last month, a 12-year-old girl was snatched by a crocodile while swimming with her family in a creek in the neighboring Northern Territory. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News. We'll be right back.